afternoon, everyone. How are you doing today?
Yes.
It's good to see you. Thank you for being here at Music City Melody. This is our fourth stop on our six-city tour in the area. Then we'll do Franklin on Thursday and Nashville next Saturday, if you want to come back and join us. Thank you to seeing good friends here and also some friends from the church here. We're glad you're here as well. Everybody should have got a card coming in. This talks about our new show coming up at Christmas. We'll start rehearsing this on Wednesday, and for those of you at Jenkins Church, Catherine Birdsong is going to be the star of that show, which we're excited about. On the back, my production company, About the Town Production, always teams up with a nonprofit of some sort in the community, and it's October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're teamed up with the Tennessee Breast Cancer Coalition. They do fantastic work in supporting those who have breast cancer here in Middle Tennessee. There's a QR code there. If you feel led to make a donation to them, that would be great as well. So glad you're here today. I think you're going to love this cast. Really, really talented people. They've done tons of stuff around Nashville, and if you haven't seen them yet, you'll see them again, because they continue to do that. So I'm really proud of them and the work. So thank you for being here. Would you please join me in giving a round of applause for our cast?
Oh,
fools never heard of the slow boat law? Left lane is for passing only, right lane is for slower traffic. Signs up all over the interstate. This is not rocket science. Must have lost 12 minutes out of my life tailgating these fools.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Here's your coffee.
Oh, you put a little something in it for me?
If you would consider cream and sugar something, then yes.
What, are you my sponsor?
No, but it's not rocket science. I'm not feeding into your addiction.
You sound like my sponsor. So, who am I coddling today?
A new writer. Young girl.
Swifty, no doubt.
Her name is Melody. Yeah.
Who else you written with?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check and see.
It's like that starting hand in poker, right? You're hoping for a pair of aces, you're looking at a 2-7 offsuit, so you gotta bluff your way through the flop, hold tight to the turn, just get to the river, make you start with something good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Texas Hold'em.
How did Beyonce get brought into this conversation?
What, Beyonce? What are you talking about?
Well, Beyonce. Texas Hold'em, her huge country hit.
Beyonce has a country hit.
Yes.
Beyonce.
Yes! Call Texas Hold'em, get with the program! Grammy Award! Best country album!
What's happening with country music?
A lot. So either hop on board or drown in the riptide, brother. What were you talking about?
I'm talking about poker!
Oh! Well, everything I need to know about poker, I learned from Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
The gambler. You gotta know when to hold them. You gotta know when to fold them. Never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Kenny Loggins, come on.
Okay, first off, Sesame Street, is Kenny Rogers. Kenny Loggins was footloose. Kenny Rogers was the gambler. And secondly, you always count your money when you are sitting at the table. It is a huge part of your decision-making process from that point on. Kenny Rogers was an amazing artist. He was not worth the... a lot as a poker player.
Thank you for the schooling. Maybe if you spend as much time writing as you do playing poker, you could afford to pay off your ex-wives.
Ha! No worries to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Still, I suppose some things I could learn about today's country music. Mm-hmm. The publisher's always on me to write something for the younger folk. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I tell you the start of something I'm working on for you? You're a younger folk.
That I am. Younger than you. No, that's saying much. Well, anyway.
Have a seat.
I'm good.
Suit yourself. She has some cowboy boots and a honky-tonk hat, son. Country roots, and she wasn't too fat. I could tell by her smile. She didn't mean maybe. She was ready to dance. Was my jukebox baby. Neon shone through the smoky room. That speaker playing my favorite tune. She was hot to try, time to make my move, and I did. She had some cowboy boots and a honky tonk hat, some country roots, and she wasn't too fat. I could tell by her smile she didn't mean maybe. She was ready to dance. She was my junior.
No, no, stop. What is this? Some sort of Me Too anthem?
What's wrong with it?
Hot to trot. She wasn't too fat. Are you trying to go to jail?
No. I've been there.
This is not 1967. You cannot say these things in a song anymore. And a jukebox?
Yeah, jukebox. A jukebox. Jukebox with a K.
I know what a jukebox is. And why are you in a smoky room? You can't even smoke in most bars, especially in Nashville. Okay, my generation is not really hanging out in smoky bars.
It's jukebox. Gene on the wall, you put quarters in.
I
do songs.
I know. But why don't you just, like, play it on your phone?
Because we didn't have phones!
Oh, yeah. Well, you got one now? Yeah. Oh, that's probably her.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a break, head off to the Little Millennials room.
Oh, while you're in there, why don't you take that song and flush it? Hot to trot? What are you doing? Come on.
Groove!
Did he leave?
No.
Jezebel's still here.
It's his baby.
Probably the only thing he really loves. He doesn't go anywhere without it.
Jezebel?
His guitar. Hugh's granddad left it to him in his will. Only real father figure he had, according to him.
Oh, very sentimental. Seems like a really nice guy.
We'll see. We'll see.
Chad, I'm so nervous. I mean, should I really be here? What if he finds out how I got here?
You are going to be great. Okay, things happen for a reason. And it's not like, you know, I knocked somebody out of another slot or anything. It was a last-minute cancellation. Just what we were hoping for.
Do you think he'll like me?
No, I don't think he'll like you at all.
That's not very encouraging.
Well, there's no need for me to lie. He can be very crotchety. But you just be the best you that you can be. You're a great writer and a great person.
But what if he doesn't like me?
Nobody sings like you do when you sing. Your smile brings more joy than I've ever seen. Nobody loves like you do when you love. I'm more than alive, you're more than enough to bring out the best when my best is outdone. When I'm losing, you make me feel like I've won. When I'm covered in dark, you're covered in light.
Where have you been? Session started 15 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I just...
Traffic!
You know, those slow drivers in the lane, you know.
Right? It's so annoying.
Melody, this is Hugh. Hugh, this is Melody.
Mr. Blackburn, it is so nice to meet you.
Mr. Blackburn. Now see, Chad, this is a young lady with some manners. Kindly take note.
I appreciate you being willing to write with me.
Well, not so sure I am willing or that I had a choice, but here we are. So let's carry on.
I will leave you two alone now. You be nice, and you be nice as well. But let me know if you need a bouncer.
Okay.
No problem, Susan.
such an odd room. Pretty uninspiring.
There's a great writer, Barry Mann, used to say, if I waited for inspiration every time I sat down to write, I would probably be a plumber today. Oh. It ain't about inspiration, it's just about showing up. Now, I've only been coming here for a few months myself. I got a new publisher.
Oh, but you didn't like the last one?
Well, I'm bitter at the whole world songs that I was writing from jail. That wasn't really their thing.
Jail?
Like
as in, behind bars?
Yeah, that's how they usually work.
What did you do?
Nothing. Well, not the thing that they said I did. No, it's true. I was innocent of the armed robbery that they put me up on.
Oh, of course you were.
No, honestly, the guy who did it, they caught doing another job. He confessed to the one that they charged me with, and then they had to let me go.
Well, how long were you in there?
Well, every minute is too long.
So what, did you have a bad lawyer or something?
Oh, I had a whole team of bad lawyers. I had Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, Jose Cuervo. I represented myself under their influence.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sounds awful.
Well, I don't recommend it. But it wasn't entirely bad. I did have a sort of God conversion moment when I was in there. Got sober for the first time in, I don't know, 20 years. Except for that there was a time in 2010 when I was sober for about 7 months.
Oh, well, what made you get sober then?
Jail.
Wow. Well, for what?
Hey, are we here to write a book or write a song?
A song? So, do we have a track guy coming in to record and lay down tracks?
No.
Oh. Then what do we do?
Well, we write with, you know, guitar and vocals. If a song is great, this is old school, it's going to be great with just those things on it. It doesn't have to have a bunch of bells and whistles unnecessary on it, or some idiot engineer whispering some grammatical error onto the tape, and then what, a third of my barely tangible royalties just because he was in the room.
Okay. Then how do we start?
Well, usually just play something. You know, give us a chance to be on the same page as far as style goes, help get to know each other.
Okay. You go first.
No, I already know my style.
Oh.
You seem pretty nervous. You haven't done this much.
No, and I am very nervous. Why don't you go first? That'll loosen me up.
I guess I have a couple of hits to choose from.
Great.
Oh,
just not today.
Thank you. you say so. Alright. You are going to share with me one of your babies. One of your songs that you birthed after painstaking hour after hour of endless rewrites and long nights losing sleep looking for just the perfect bridge or the most impressive channel.
Didn't take me long to write this one.
Oh, well, then it ought to be great.
It's really weird singing alone here in a room. It really is better with an audience.
Well, just imagine that you're singing to all the voices in my head.
Do what I can. I have a track on my phone.
Perfect.
Okay.
Country music.
What are you doing? No smoking inside. No. And what did you do to Melody?
What? Nothing. Why?
Why is she crying?
I don't know. Because her song was bad? Look, somebody had to tell her.
Really?
Maybe it was my tone.
You think?
Look, I'm sorry, but I am not a babysitter. I'm a songwriter.
Yeah, a songwriter hasn't had a hit in a decade. Look,
I know that you don't like this, but this is how it is now. You gotta work with other artists.
I don't like working with other artists.
Oh, that's shocking. Look, gone are the days where you can just, you know, write a verse in an outhouse and jot some lyrics down on a piece of toilet paper and snail mail to your publisher. You have to write with other artists, and they have to want to write with you, or you don't get cuts.
Yeah, but stuck in a truck.
Yes. That song had 500,000 downloads in its first week out. Melody has over 350,000 followers on her YouTube page. You got four, buddy. And those are probably just your ex-wives keeping track of their income in search of their unplugged album.
Wow. Who's the mean one in the room now? I don't think I like your tone.
I know you don't. But you gotta adapt. And you gotta do it quick.
I just tell her I'm sorry.
Why don't you tell her?
I am sorry. You can see that I need to work on my tone. And can I share something with you? This old writer Bob Morrison used to say, to be a songwriter in Nashville is to have the heart of a poet and the hide of a rhino. You gotta have thick skin in this business.
Mm-hmm.
that you don't. When you think he's gonna love it, you soon find out he don't. Will anyone appreciate your melody, your prose? Oh, nobody knows. Gotta have thick skin and an iron heart. Nobody's gonna tell you you're good when you start. So buck up, wipe those watery eyes, try and try again. Either sooner or sometimes later.
Go back to where you came from. You're better as a waiter.
They'll ruin your reputation and assassinate your name. Oh, just part of the game.
Gotta have thick skin and an iron heart. Nobody's gonna tell you you're good when you start. So buckle, wipe those watery eyes, try and try again. Oh, and grow some fish skin.
When you love it, how you sound, she'll sing a little better. When you're drowning in the rain, he'll pray that you get wetter. Read a book, kind of book, never about to scrutinize your look. Everyone's a critic, say this is a little parasitic. I've heard that Bill tell me about a million times. For head's sake, learn how to write yourself for fun. You're waiting in the wire, not a walk in the line. Gotta show up and grow up and learn to be a fighter.
Thick skin and an iron heart. Nobody's gonna tell you you're good when you start. So put on the buck, the wipe those watery eyes. Try and try again. Oh, and grow some thick skin. Oh, and grow some thick skin.
Okay, I get it. I understand.
All right, you two. If you want to get a publishing deal, and if you want to keep your publishing deal, back to work.
Thanks.
So, either you two did not just meet, or you are one fast mover.
No, we did not just meet. We've been dating for about 7 months, 4 days, and about 13 hours.
I must have told Chad every detail of my life 10 times over, and he has never once mentioned you to me.
Did you ever ask him about himself?
Probably not.
Well, that's probably why.
You say so. But it does explain how you got this writing gig.
Oh, I didn't think
it. It does not matter how you got here. You... What is that?
Oh, my social post alarm.
What is that?
Oh, I have to post 4 to 6 times a day. This is just my reminder. Smile!
No!
Hey, hey, it's Music City Melody here in Nash, Vegas, in my writing session with the legendary Hugh Blackbird. Say hi, Hugh! We are having so much fun and writing a really great song, and I can't wait to share it with y'all when we are done. Remember, songs are just stories that you sing. Love ya, mean it.
What was that? You seem to have recovered quite nicely.
Well, someone told me that in this business, you gotta have thick skin.
All right, okay. Well, as long as all the drama is over, let's see if we can write a song. I assume that you came with some ideas?
Yes.
Do you need to borrow my guitar? I noticed you did not bring yours.
Oh, I don't know how to play the guitar.
Oh, well, that's okay. The piano's right over there.
Oh, I don't really play piano either.
So you don't play guitar, and you don't play piano. What do you play?
I played percussion in my middle school band. I wanted to play saxophone, but we couldn't afford to rent a saxophone. My mom, she had some drumsticks from some guy she met at a concert, so.
How do you write melodies?
I have a lot of them in my head. I just sort of sing them into my phone.
You cannot be serious.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should just leave.
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want Chad to put me in timeout again. I'm sorry. I am just used to doing things in a particular way. If you've got lyrics, you could just read them or sing them a cappella.
I have a couple basic guitar work tracks.
That's perfect.
Okay. Well, here's a sample. This would be a pretty traditional country song about a broken heart. I use some dance references and even some medical terms to really be authentic.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Truck song than anything I've written in years. I think you should give them a little more. You have an audience. Give them something with some meat on it. And don't worry about trying so hard for it to be so country. Maybe you're just not as country as you think you are. Just focus on it being a great song.
See, the whole thick skin thing is this. Even the greatest writers and artists are still gonna have haters. It cannot be avoided. But if you sing or write something that is important to you, then it does not matter if they like it or not, because it was not meant for them. Huh? There's a lot of great reasons to write a song. Maybe it's just for fun. Maybe it is for your own personal therapy and healing. Maybe you're writing with somebody else in mind. But don't it make my brown eyes green? Oh, nobody's going to want to sing that. So for today, let's just try to come up with something deeper. All right? You know, there are people who say you got to bleed a song before it really matters. So let's find something deeper. Tell me something deeper about you.
Okay. That makes sense. But you go first.
Oh. Oh, Lord help me. Well, to get the big part out of the way first, my name is Hugh, and I'm an alcoholic. It's caused all kinds of trouble in my life. Marriages, divorces, wrecks, DUI, all of it. Four marriages and more than a few other encounters. By the grace of God, no children from any of the marriages or the encounters. Got my third DUI, had another wreck. Lost my publishing deal when I had to take a little unscheduled court-ordered 30-day vacation in a facility down in Arizona. Lost my wife. This is my fourth wife. See, when the money ran out, then so did she. Hit rock bottom. Went through rehab again. It was different this time. I really wanted to make it work. I wanted it to stick. So I joined Alcoholics Anonymous. Although I am still just barely famous enough that no part of my life is really anonymous anymore. I am as poor as a poker player in a Sunday Baptist church camp. But I'm committed to making it work. So I'm going through the 12 steps now.
How's that going?
First step is you have to be honest about what's in control. So I did that. DUIs and wrecks and divorces and troubles. I was not in control. Alcohol had taken the wheel. The second step is probably the most important. Believe in a higher power. So I made a conscious decision to become a follower of Jesus. And I am. I am the Bible thumping, holy roller, Jesus freak, amen. All of it.
Well, that's good, but you still smoke.
I made a conscious decision to turn my life over to Jesus. Pretty sure nicotine did not make the same deal. I am just grateful that he loves us no matter how much of a mess we have made out of things. And I did stop drinking. I stopped swearing for the most part. For the most part. Cigarettes were next. I did get some of those patches to see if they would help.
Oh, do they work?
I do not know. I said I bought some. I didn't say I've used them.
Oh.
One thing at a time.
And the rest of the 12 steps? How are they going?
I'm on step 8 now. Make a list of all persons you have harmed and be willing to make amends to all of them. That one's tough. Defenses, protective defenses, the way that I've dulled my voice and my senses, list the betrayals, the hurtful portrayals, stories and stigmas, the lies and the labels. So I make me a list, is there someone I missed that I kissed or I dissed? At the
end of the day, when I'm lying awake, part of my story that's hardest to take is the part of my story that's hardest to tell. It's the part where I can't forgive myself.
Midnight, I asked her to marry me.
So what happened? She didn't want to get married?
She did. She said yes. And so we told everybody, and we celebrated and kept going until the morning hours, and then we went back to my room. And in my truest fashion, I left without telling her. My road manager came knocking on the door early to get me up. Y2K'd but she was passed out. And I got my bag, and we got on the bus, and we were off to the next middle of nowhere town somewhere in Texas.
Wow. Brutal.
Yeah, I was a real jerk. I wish I could find her. I wish I could apologize. She didn't deserve that. But I never even knew her last name, just what we called her that night, which was a man's name, which I cannot remember. Meyer, Howard, I told you, I am bad with names.
Well, forgetting names may not be the worst part of your story, just say it.
Wow, brutal. Yeah, I know, I got a lot of wounds. Most of them, admittedly, self-inflicted. But I remember I heard one time, we can choose to do the work to heal, and we may live with scars, but it is better to live with the scars than live with the wounds. So I'm working on that.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. Better to live with the scars than the wounds. That's good.
Well, your turn. Come on, tell me something. Something scandalous. Huh? Is it daddy issues? Isn't that why all pretty young artists have daddy issues? Because that's why they got into this business, because daddy didn't pay them attention or say I love you when you were a kid?
Actually, no daddy issues. I don't even know who my daddy is.
I'm not 100% sure my mom ever knew who he was, and I am fairly certain he doesn't even know that I exist.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. I didn't even know. I was just half joking. I didn't mean it.
Well, that's my story. She died last year.
Breast cancer. Part of living with drugs and other addictions is that you don't really want to hang out in a doctor's office, so she never got checked out. And she had a near overdose. And an emergency room nurse discovered something that led to her diagnosis, but it was too late. Could have easily been prevented. I mean, once diagnosed, there are organizations that can help, but you have to take the first steps. And unfortunately, she didn't.
I am so sorry to hear that. What was her name?
Janice. Named after Janice Joplin. Her parents were famous.
Great name.
Yeah. She was great when she wasn't using.
I know. And no idea about your dad?
None. She always said that she would tell me one day, but she never did.
I'm sorry. You must have a lot of tough memories as a kid.
I do.
Well, share one.
No!
Oh, come on. I told you a lot. It's only fair.
Well, there was this one really hard thing that happened that I will probably cry if I talk about.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. Today? Come on, I've already seen you cry. And this time it wouldn't be my fault.
Single present decorations or a tree.
Tragic love song?
Well, it's more of a what might have been if she had ever been healthy enough to ever find a true love, or maybe even find herself.
Looking in her eyes, he saw her sorrow. Hope to hold her tight and let the heathen start. Her failures and her faults and her tomorrows. When he looked into her eyes, he saw her heart.
That is nice. It's so sad, it's so slow, but there's some really nice melodic stuff in there.
Thank you. Are you okay? So nice. I mean, should I call an ambulance? Do you have a brain tumor?
Okay, first off, let's look at this tempo. It's so slow, it's too sad. Okay, so something
yeah,
a little more.
That's not quite so sad.
Right.
Yeah.
And okay, so it seems like it is more about him than her, though.
I see that.
Could we make it more from her perspective?
Okay, so like, looking in his eyes, she saw his sorrow. Hope to hold him tight and light the healing star. Her failures and her faults and her tomorrows. When she looked into his eyes, she saw his heart.
Okay, perspective is good. So
okay.
It's still sad though. Can we on the second look into his eyes, we'll talk about how the healing starts, put there.
Breaks down her walls.
Breaks down her defenses. Breaks down her disguise.
Ooh, disguise.
Joe, can we go up to the, you know, to the five on this basin and let's the healing start?
Okay, but what about, it should be his heart, her heart?
She saw her heart.
She saw her.
Oh!
Okay, so we have, look in his eyes, removes the mystery. Breaks down her disguise and lets the healing start. Her failures and her faults become her history.
Yes.
When she looked into his eyes, she saw her heart.
Okay, yes, this is good. Okay, it is getting there. There's still a couple more tweaks we need on that, lyrically, but that is a good start. We need also melody for the, or some words for the first verse, okay?
That is a lot of work. I mean, at this rate, we'll be here until your life insurance finally matures.
You wish. Like, I had life insurance. Okay, do you have any ideas for the verse?
Well, I was thinking about painting a picture of how life was. Something like, just a one-bedroom apartment, a mom and her kid, somewhere just outside the Georgia line.
Apartment, it's a trailer. It's a single-wide trailer. And I don't think it has to be specific about the state. It could be just a single-wide trailer just outside the city line. That way it's more rural.
Okay. Oh, what about a baby instead of a kid?
Mama and her baby? Ooh. Oh, a baby and her mom.
Okay, just a single-wide trailer, a baby and her mom, somewhere just outside the city line.
Okay, yeah, this is it. That is good. Okay, yeah, so, I mean, that is well on its way. It's going to take some more tweaks, but that is a good start.
You are hard to please.
Love ya, mean it.
Hey,
How's it going? He doesn't seem to be in too bad of a mood.
No, he's actually kind of a softie once he can pass the razor sharp edges.
Yeah, I think so. So what are you writing about? Anything important?
My mom. Of course, we started talking about my mom.
Well, she is a very significant part of your life. And songs are just stories that you sing. Did you share your song idea?
Yeah, that's what we were just pondering. He sure is opinionated. A lot of ideas for improvements.
Gotta have thick skin.
Yeah, he has had a rough life.
Yeah. He's very open sharing about it. I think that's part of the healing process. Did he tell you about his wife's?
Yeah.
And Y2K girl?
Yep.
And the stolen horses?
No. Nothing about horse?
You gotta ask him about that in a future session.
I'll keep that in mind. He is quite a character.
Lots of stories to tell.
Yeah, I guess you never really know someone's story until you write a song about it.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh. How you two lovebirds getting along?
Well,
Chad, where did you ever find this young woman? She is so far out of your league.
I am aware. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blackmore.
Happy writing.
Oh, Charles.
What?
Charles, I remember your name.
Yeah, I said what?
Charles, I remember her last name. Why'd you care, girl? It came to me in there. Genius is in the job.
Not funny.
Wasn't trying to be funny.
I don't think I'm ready to joke yet.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Why did you say Charles?
Because that was her name. It wasn't Charlie, it was Charles. Remember that it was a man's name. That's just what they called her, and that's so... I'm sorry, what's going on? Where are you going?
How can you be like that? So mean-spirited.
No, I'm just glad that I remembered your name. I wasn't trying to be mean. What's it?
I opened up about my life to you, and you turn it into a joke.
No, Melly, stories are sacred in this room, in any writer's room. I'm so happy I was able to come up with it, but I don't know why you think I'm joking.
Charles!
You're right, that's what her name was. That's what we called her. Someone called her down when we walked in, so that's what...
My last name is Charles. Melody Charles.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
My mom's name was Janice Charles.
Okay, well, I never knew what her name was.
You're a jerk!
I'm so confused.
I tell you my story, and then you use my last name as the name of one of your conquests.
No, it is not like that. Where was your mom from?
She was raised by her parents in the Memphis area, but her grandparents were from some town in Texas. I never knew them. Not San Antonio, but something like that.
Oh no.
What?
No, it can't be.
But what is going on?
I met a white chick girl at a bar in San Angelo, Texas.
San Angelo? Yeah, that's it.
Could she have been there visiting her grandparents?
I guess.
What's your birthday?
September 14th.
You have a picture of your mom?
Of course. I saw this coming.
Melody,
What? My father? Yeah, not possible and not funny. I don't think this is funny at all.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Why would you set this up? Why would you fabricate some story and jack me around like this? Daddy issues? Yeah, you have some daddy issues. If you have to set up a writing session with some girl you don't even know and pretend to be my father, you are beyond disgusting.
No. I don't set up my co-writers. I don't set up any of that. That is all just what the publisher does, and the chat just tells you when to...
He called me this morning and said there was a cancellation and that I had to get here.
Chad, get in here!
What? What's wrong?
Is this just some sort of insensitive scheme to get your rocks off?
What?
Chad, do you know, I think that I might be her father.
No.
Yeah. Not only possible, but I think that's the case.
What?
You knew?
I wasn't 100% sure, but 98, you know, just in talking to you both over the last few months, things clicked. And it wasn't hard for me to get a DNA a hairbrush and cigarette butts, and I sent it into one of those companies, and it came back a match.
Oh no, this can't be.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just found out this morning. And I knew that you wouldn't come.
Well, of course I wouldn't come. Why would I want to meet the donor who ruined my life?
Melody, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that I didn't tell you.
I'm sorry that I met either one
really,
of you.
Melody,
that's
I'm
awesome.
Just Chad, I think maybe your work is done here for now. Could you leave us alone, man?
Yeah.
I love you, Melody. And I would never do anything to hurt you. And I'll be outside with you.
You've done that.
I will move you straight to the top of my step 8 list. Melody, I am so sorry. I never knew about you. She never told me.
But you knew about her.
I did. And I was wrong to leave her.
And why wouldn't she tell me about you?
She was probably just doing what she thought was best for you. I was a mess. I would not have been a good father. And she knew that. It did not take a rocket scientist to see that. I think maybe keeping me away from you was the best thing that she could have ever done for you.
But shouldn't that have been my decision?
Maybe. But I'm sure that she was just trying. I'm not blaming anybody. This is all self-inflicted on me, but she could see I would not have been a safe place for daughter.
Yeah, I guess I see that, but what if
there's gonna be a lot of those, a lot of what ifs.
I can't believe this.
I'm so sorry.
Charles?
That's what somebody called her when we got there. I think it was a neighborhood bar, and so probably someone there knew her family, and so that's what we called her. I never knew that her name was Janice.
I never knew people called her Charles.
Sounds like there's a lot about her. And about each other, which we don't know.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
I am so sorry for everything.
Me too. And how did Chad do this? I thought he loved me.
No, honey, don't blame Chad. I think Chad really does love you. And it's not like any of us have any training in situations like this, right? Chad's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Maybe just leave this one for now.
Yeah.
Melody, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to process. But it doesn't have to be all at one time. You know, there'll be, I hope, there'll be other days. You okay?
Yeah. I will be. I mean, this is not how I thought today was going to go.
Me neither. But hey, when you're writing songs, it rarely does.
Yeah.
Hey! Come on in. Nobody's gonna shoot you.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
So, I'm assuming that you two are...
We are good. And we are definitely good.
He's my dad.
I know. I'm so happy for you both.
Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome, Mr. Blackburn.
Oh, suck up.
Where do we go from here?
Maybe you and I have dinner, and we can tell our whole stories.
That would be nice.
And we have to set up another session so you can finish writing a song.
What's he talking about? We can do more than one thing at the same time. Have a seat, Chad.
I'm good.
Have a seat.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Hey, everyone. It's Music City Melody here. Just finished the writing session with my dad. We've had so much fun. Say hi, Dad. Awesome. Remember, songs are just stories that you sing. Love ya. Mean it.
It ain't easy as it seems. Being me, oh, what you see ain't exactly what you get. All the pain that I have felt, and the cards that I've been dealt, and reminders of regret. Skies and bless my healing star. Failures and my faults become my history. I see a heart I recognize when I'm.
power.